This week's Grape Therapy is sponsored by Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to do you do today. Carefree, clinically tested by dermatologists to meet sensitive skin standards. For more information where to buy, check them out on Amazon or Walmart.com. You can also find it at your local grocery store or CVS. Mercari. Mercari is an app you can use to sell this stuff. Mercari makes it fast and easy for anyone to sell and earn some extra cash. Take a few pics, add a description, set a price, and boom, your item is listed. So if you have the things you don't use, sell them, ship them, and get paid. Check out Mercari on the app stores or on Mercari.com. Home Depot. Home Depot has all of the pieces you need. Find exactly what you're looking for and more at homedepot.com/decor. Valid on select items only. Free delivery on select items, $45 or more. Visit homedepot.com for more information. And ShipStation. ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. And right now, Off the Vine listeners can try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use offer code VINE. Just visit ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Vine. ShipStation.com, make ship happen. Who's on with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything Bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Grape Therapy. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. Your session is now starting. So I had the opportunity to chat with a guest today who is a singer, actor, podcaster, a mom who openly and candidly shares her journey through motherhood, all of life's behind the scenes, whether you follow her on Instagram or through her YouTube channel or on her podcast with her husband and co-host called Adulting Like a Mother, Father, great name. She's always keeping it real, authentic, and pretty hilarious too. We even get a surprise little call from my plumber in the middle of it. Wonder what he's calling for. I loved hearing her story, her experiences as a mom, and what she's been up to in quarantine. So please welcome to the podcast, Daniela Monet.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm just, I've got two dogs smushed behind me. I gotta get my mic up properly. The two dogs are just smushed behind me. They always try and take over this chair and, I love them so much. So I'm like, sure. And I'm just like, look at
totally
this.
Fine. I love that. Oh my gosh. They're literally on your chair.
Yeah. Pino is sitting. So funny.
It's okay. I'm sitting in an office with, 80% child toys and then two big dog beds myself. So I'm lucky that I'm actually alone for one.
That I was going to say, how have you been holding up through everything with, how old is your son?
He's 10 months.
10 months.
Yeah.
So how has that been like the last 10 months? What a wild time to like be a new parent, but I mean, obviously spending a lot of quality time, but how's that been for you?
You know, it's been real, like very real, you know, it's not the easiest job in the world. I mean, being a new parent and figuring it out for the first time is crazy. And then to have not much support is also crazy. But, the good news is that when Gio was about 2 weeks old, my fiance Andrew decided not to go back to work. So it's been like all hands on deck since then, which has been, I can't even imagine how single parents
do it. I know. All of my friends say the same thing. One of my girlfriends, her husband is a coach for, a WHL hockey team, and he's gone on the road all the time. And if he is home, he's like at the arena all day and like, she just said it's like the most challenging thing. You think you've got it because you're like, oh, I can do it. Like I birthed this child. I could surely take care of it. And then you realize what it looks like to be sleep deprived and trying to function and, you know, everything involved. I'm always bowing down to moms, whether even if you're not a single parent. Just
oh, totally. Yeah. I have the most respect for parents in general now. I mean, everyone will tell you that it's hard work, but you have no idea what that really entails until you're like fully in it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well,
but a beautiful thing, of course.
Of course. Wouldn't change it for the world, but it has, it has its moments. Yeah. Yeah, of course. And I always love to hear how people kind of get to where they are today. And you started your acting career at a pretty young age, right?
Yeah, I was about 5, 6 years old.
That's crazy. What kind of child were you before you got into acting? Like, was it something that your parents were like, we need to get her into acting?
Yeah, unfortunately, I feel like I was one of those really annoying kids that you're just like, oh my gosh, someone shut her up. And I hate to admit it, but I think that's what actually started the conversation.
Yeah.
So, I just was the kid that wanted to, you know, do show. I'm sure you can relate. Like, I wanted to dance. I wanted to sing. I wanted to perform for all my family. Like, every holiday event was an excuse for me to, like, perform. Mm-hmm. And then eventually my parents, I mean, I grew up in LA, so it was really convenient. Right. And my mom was like, well, let's give it a try. And one thing led to another, and I stuck with it.
That's awesome. Yeah, because you started acting, as you said, a little kid, 5 years old in the late 90s. And then you were in some of, you know, people's favorite shows, Zoe 101, Nancy Drew, Victorious. So when you got into acting, and you've stuck with it this whole time, have you found yourself like going through phases of like loving and hating it? Or have you always just been so passionate about it?
Oh gosh, no, it's a roller coaster. Okay. It is the biggest roller coaster. And it's so weird because it's almost like it's an addiction. It has its highs. And so you're like always shooting for that high moment. And then you kind of just deal with like the lows. They aren't great and they aren't enjoyable all the time. And one piece of advice I would give is that if you really want to take the entertainment industry seriously, you do have to find some sort of means to live comfortably. So if you're able to, you know, have enough jobs here and there to like be able to live your life, then just be smart with your money.
Right.
Because you can never guarantee, you know, your success or the consistency, because it's incredibly inconsistent. Mm-hmm. But that's also what makes it so fun. It's like, do you win the lottery every day? No. But when you do, you're like, game changer.
Right.
Hey, did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed with Belgian waffles, maybe a little fresh fruit compote? As nice as that sounds, that's probably never going to happen. But at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more.
How old are you now? Can I ask you?
I'm 31.
31. Okay. So in your whatever math years of acting, what has been the most challenging thing that you can possibly remember in those years?
I think going through puberty while on a show. So I wasn't around my peers. Yeah. And I was around adults and I was working long hours. And on top of that, I was on a show called Listen Up when I was about 14 to 16 years old, which for me was like those like crucial years where you're just trying to figure yourself out. Mm-hmm. And we had a commute to work. So it was like an hour to 2 hours in, hour and 2 hours out. So I was really never home. I could never see my friends. And I went through a lot of like weird, I don't even know how you would explain it. Like I loved my job, but I had like a lot of give and takes. Like I never got to go to a school dance. I never got to graduate, you know, things like that, that you just sort of like trade off for like, you know, an occasional red carpet or the fact that maybe you're in a magazine, like all very cool, but all very different.
Right. Because yeah. I mean, we always talk about grass being greener and, you know, everybody always wants what they don't have. And I'm sure like kids in school would be dying to go to red carpets and these events and do what you're doing, but you're missing out on like certain things that shape you as an adolescent or in those years that are super important to kids. Like that's one of my favorite memories in life was my graduation. So I can't, you know, it's things that, like you said, give and take, but it doesn't mean it's not
totally
hard.
Yeah. And I don't know any better. So I would say like, you know, being a kid and playing a kid on TV and movies or whatever, like I got to sort of experience what some of those might feel like. Like maybe I've played in, you know, a dance scenario or, you know, had many like boyfriends that like I had boyfriends right. before I'd ever had a boyfriend, right? Like I had kissed 4 people on TV before I'd ever kissed anyone in real life.
Oh my gosh.
So it was a lot of that. Oh, beyond. Yes. Yeah. It was on a show called 8 Simple Rules and it was nerve wracking. I was probably 13 years old and maybe 13, 14 years old. And I just felt already like I was so prude as a kid. I thought I was way too young for this to begin with. And I remember thinking like, it has to be a really like beautiful kiss. Like it has to feel real. It has to be romantic. He was a little bit older than me, not by much, but just a little bit. So I did not want to exchange saliva. So I kissed him.
Yeah.
And I moved my tongue in my mouth so that it looked as though we were making out or like French kissing. And that was how I got through that one. But I don't think it was very
simple, to be honest. So funny. Wait, did he know you were going to do that? Or were you just
everyone knew I was mortified. Like there was two older sisters on the show, Amy Davidson and Kaylee Cuoco. And they were trying to give me advice, like big sisters. And I was struggling. Like I was so in my head.
That's so funny. Wait, Kaylee, like from
Big Bang.
Theory. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. She played your older
sister? So I played their brother's girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fun. What is your most memorable moment as an actress? Or do you say, other question, do you say actor or actress?
I know.
Because I've heard that you call everybody.
I both. I mean, I kind of grew up saying actress, but I would, either one works. My favorite memory.
This is a moment.
Okay. So when you get a pilot, which is like that initial show, they test it. And then if it gets picked up, it goes to series. But when it gets officially picked up, you go to this thing called the Upfronts in New York. And it's like this big to do. All the advertisers show up and they basically buy ad space on these big network TV shows. And so it was my first experience going. It was for a CBS show, the same one, Listen Up. And I remember like I had never bought a nice dress or anything. So I asked my cousin for one. It was the most inappropriate dress. When I look back, I'm thinking, what was I even wearing? But I went to the Upfronts in New York and I got to stand on the stage at Carnegie Hall in front of like thousands of people and present our show. And it was like one of those like pinch me moments. I didn't know much about it, but at the time everyone was like, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
And I got to fly first class I was like, okay, I made it.
Yeah. Okay. How did you go back to, how old were you?
13. Yeah.
Have you been flying first ever since?
No. I go back and forth. No. I'm so cheap.
Oh, well, good for you. I am such a like travel snob. I'm not a snob about most things. Like I don't even think I own a designer bag or clothes. Like I'm just so like I'm wearing like a boy's t-shirt right now. Like I'm just not like that. But flying, I will like splurge on. Once I had flown first, I was like, I can't go back. I just can't do it. Yeah,
I get it. So, I mean, now that I'm a mom, and believe me, I have like dreamt of the day when we will again fly. But I'm like, I can't imagine not flying where there's like plenty of space and also a tantrum that I can't control. So I think it's nice to have the ability to definitely fly first class. But I was the kid that like, I would get an offer and they'd be like, oh, you could fly first class and you can bring someone. And I'd be like, cool. Can I exchange that for the money so that I can fly like at the back of the plane, like the cheapest, like.
That's me with like everything else in life. Yeah. I'm quite, Jason always calls me frugal. And I'm like, no, you can say it. I'm super cheap. But when it comes to flying, no, not so much. I mean, I don't even remember what flying feels like anymore.
Oh, same. Boy, like, do I miss it.
Do you? Do you like traveling?
Oh my gosh. I love traveling. Well, I just got used to it. I'm sure you get that. It's like you just do it. You don't really think twice about it. I miss it.
It was just kind of like becoming like a lifestyle, but I was just craving downtime and not traveling. And then when I got it, I really enjoyed it for the first like little bit of quarantine. But now I'm like, okay. How did you discover and really dive into some of these passions beyond acting?
For two reasons. I mean, I've been vegan for so long and I think I just wanted to finally put my money where my mouth was. And I knew that, like I said earlier, acting just isn't consistent and you have such little control with, you know, being in the position where someone actually has to hire you. Right. And as much as I love what I do and I'll do it forever, I also want to be in a position to like have some control, to be able to like call the shots and like, you know, make a difference. And so being able to, you know, take some of the money I've made through acting and invest it in things that make me feel good and that I think are actually making, you know, the world a better place is like the best case scenario. So my very first investment was Outstanding Foods, and we have the Pigless Pork Rinds, and those are just like flying off the shelves nationwide in grocery stores. Amazing.
I don't eat meat, so I'm like, tell me more.
Oh my gosh, so awesome! So they're like high protein, and you know what? What's interesting is like the keto thing and the paleo thing really made the real pork rinds really popular because they were high in protein, but they're also high in cholesterol and saturated fats and sodium. So we basically took all the bad stuff and left all the good stuff and created this plant-based snack that like is delicious. And we have four flavors and yeah, so awesome.
Where do you get them?
Pretty much all grocery stores nationwide. Now I have to look into Canada. Oh no, you're not in Canada. You're in Nashville. Yes. You have them. Yeah.
Oh, my plumber's calling me. One second.
I love it.
It's so funny. I was like, please try and call before 2:15. Let's just put him on blast.
I love it.
Hey.
Hey, is this Caitlin?
Yes.
Hey, this is Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I got a quick question. Is there any way that you may be able to take a picture of the valve, not the valve, but just, you know, the handle of your shower that's leaking?
Yes.
And just shoot me a picture. I just want to make sure I come with the right valve.
Yep, I will do that in the next 30 minutes, if that's okay.
That's perfectly fine. You got plenty of time. I got a couple more calls I got to get, and then I'll be headed your way.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Imagine he was like, so let's talk about that huge shit that clogged the toilet.
At first I thought he said the bowel, and I was like, fantastic.
And I just had no reaction.
It's like, a huge bowel. Oh my god, but also his accent just gave me so much joy.
I know, it's the South. I'm so, which is crazy because I'm so used to it now that when I hear Southern accents, like it doesn't even faze me. When I first moved here, I was like, this is comical, like out of a movie, like this, you know, being Canadian. I'm just like, I was mind blown by it. Now I don't even think twice when I hear that.
I have like two buckets where I'm like, if you have a Southern accent and you have like Canadian like differences in the way that you speak, then I know for sure you're a good person. That's just how I operate. I'm like, I know for sure I'm gonna love you.
That's so funny. I feel the same way about when I hear like, well, being in the States, when I hear a Canadian accent, even if it's someone like, you know, from Minnesota or something like a similar, I'm like, I just have like a soft spot for you. Like, we're gonna be friends. Sorry about that intro.
No, you're good.
I think that's funny though. But
all right, let's take a quick break. If you've been listening to the pod lately, you know that I have a new go-to when it comes to Aunt Karen visiting each month. Always apologizing to the Karens out there, but hey, not all Karens are bad, and your period doesn't have to be a bad Karen. It can be a welcomed visitor, especially when you have protection during that time of the month with Carefree Breathe. Carefree Breathe offers a line of skin-friendly pads and panty liners that go beyond leak protection to keep your skin dry and irritation-free. Carefree Breathe provides irritation-free protection for your most sensitive area, and you know you can trust them because their products have been clinically tested by dermatologists to meet sensitive skin standards, and they are free from fragrances, dyes, and harsh irritants. For light days, for example, the start or end of your period, try the panty liners. And when you need more protection, we've got you covered with our super and overnight absorbencies. What's really great is you can wear their pads overnight during your period because I know people are always worried about overnight protection. I know I am. And seriously, they do the job. You will sleep like a baby. You don't have to worry about any leaks. Plus, wearing their pads and panty liners is very comfortable. I was pleasantly surprised because I usually don't like the feeling, but they really didn't get in the way. I honestly forgot Karen was even over for a little visit. Try them for yourself. For more information to buy, check it out on Amazon or Walmart.com, or you may find it at your local grocery store or CVS.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Anyway, so, okay. Oh, yeah, the vegan. Okay.
Yes. So no, I was just saying that you can totally get them in stores. Obviously, yep. Just go to the website, outstandingfoods.com or Pigless Pork Rinds, and you can just search, like, you know, where to get them yourself. Yeah. So that was, like, my first intro into, like, a real deal investment. And it was a scary time in my life because I was at this point where I was, like, buying our first home, mm-hmm. which, like, I'm sure you understand because you own your home, and it's, like, a very big deal to make that decision. And this came sort of at the same time, and I was like, no, like... But anyways, I really have this thing where I just like sort of trust my gut and like trust that it'll all work out. And if I really, my whole thing with investing is I invest in the people first, and the people that are a part of Outstanding Foods are game changers. Yeah. So it was a really great opportunity for me. And then that gave me the confidence to do it again and again.
Right. That's, I mean, I think a lot of people that are listening would want to know what, how do you just trust your gut? Because so many people are afraid to do things, opportunities that they'll probably think like, oh, I can't do that. I tweeted out last night, actually. Oh my gosh, I have to be careful to not flash you. And this is like the crappiest crop top ever. And I just like got it caught and I almost flashed you, which would have made for a great confession.
Great confession.
I tweeted out last night. I said, cause nobody like really told me this. Like I kind of always thought growing up that 30 was old, which is hilarious now. Or just like you had to do certain things by 30. And I think a lot of people have that mentality. And I tweeted saying, have I ever told you that it's not too late and that you're not too old? Because it's not and you're not. And then I asked, what's one thing that you want to do and what's holding you back? And it was like almost 100 people were just like, I want to do this. This is what's holding me back. And it made me be like, oh my gosh. Like one girl was like, yeah, I just turned 30 and I just feel like I'm too old to continue with this YouTube channel I'm doing. I'm like, hell no. YouTube is like, that is the age range, or like, and she's built like, 2000 subscribers, which was big for her. And I'm like, keep going. I just want to like talk to everybody and be like,
yes,
do it. Because you're not like, but yeah, I'm going to go with my gut.
That's a great question. I was trying to look up something really quick because I was going to just explain that. Oh my God, I'm blanking out on freaking Amazon CEO's first name, something Bezos. Wow, I'm so bad. This is embarrassing. Anyways, he's been in the news so much, so I'm like shocked that I, what?
Does it start with an A?
I'm just glad that I'm not the only one right now. Jeff! Okay, so Bezos started Amazon at 31, okay? Just using as an example, you know, I don't know if people love or hate Amazon, just an example, he's the richest man in the world right now. So I don't think age should ever matter because there will always be new needs for every age. So when you come into your own, at some point you may have never thought, oh, why don't we do this? Because I would have never needed that at 22. Do you know what I mean? So like fill a need. And so for me, it was like, well, I'm vegan and I've always struggled, and I live in LA, right? Where there's a lot of convenient options everywhere, but I still struggle to find plant-based ethical options that A, if it's a food, has to be delicious, has to be healthy, and has to be, you know, cost effective. Mm-hmm. And then if it's, you know, something else, like for me, beauty products was like its own like rabbit hole of like, is it cruelty free? Is it completely vegan? Can I trust it? Is it non-toxic? Is it clean? Is it going to create problems in the ocean because nothing's made of, you know, clean, recyclable products anymore? So I would ask myself those questions and then I would like put my money where my mouth was. And I just figured out like how to, you know, be a part of companies that were doing those things or create my own like Kinder Beauty and go from there. And I know that a lot of fear is what stops people from taking those leaps. But imagine if you weren't to have the fear and you were to really see the end goal. So like see the end goal and then work your way backwards, create the steps to get there. And then I really think it's dummy proof for the most part. You're always going to have hardships, but just stay focused.
Yeah. You're always going to have hardships. People always just think, well, you know what? I'm failing. So I'm going to give up. But there's so many people that you can research and look up that have not given up and you can see their age and what they've accomplished and how they got there. And I think it's always so cool to hear people's struggles, which is, I mean, that sounds rude of me to be like, I love hearing your struggles, but I do because I think that's what builds character. And I think that's what builds resilience and gets you to where you want to be. So, I mean, I've failed so many times in my life of wanting to do things. Even before people knew me from the show, I had so many failures, but every single time it was like, oh, like once I get through the pain of it, oh, that's why. And then you just grow so much as a person.
Yeah. Totally. I mean, yes, I have learned that becoming a mom. Like I thought that it was going to be second nature for me. I thought I was born to be a mom. I always wanted kids. In fact, if you ask anyone who knows me, they'd be like, oh, she wants 6 kids. I was crazy to say that. It is the hardest job I've ever done. And you know, it's almost like it's hard to love something so much. It's the most amazing feeling, but it's also so hard because you care so much more about this human than you do yourself or anything that you cared about before him or her. And so that has been like my biggest feat is how do I maintain myself, my self-care, all of the endeavors that I felt really like drove me and gave me a purpose while still being 100% a mom to him because we don't have any help. So it's like, how do I balance it all? And that to me is like been the biggest struggle.
I'm like, okay, and how do you?
You don't. It's yeah. Like you learn how to, you know, you have a good partner. And I think that like that is the game changer there. Like we do this schedule thing where like he'll have him for X amount of time, then I will. And you know, I just started slowly weaning him off of nursing because for me, that was like the biggest crutch. Like I felt like I had zero freedom because if I were to go anywhere and he were hungry, it was another story. Right. So I'm finally feeling like myself a little bit more, but it's an investment. Like I look at it, you know, it's a year of his life that'll probably be the most hands-on in some ways. And so, you know, we're almost out of that year. And I think like, I'm going to feel so much better knowing that I was there and present and doing all the things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I love his name, Gio. How did you come up with that?
So G just runs strong in our family. Yeah, so Gio, James, and then it's actually Andrew's last name and my last name mixed. And so he's just a simple kid. I wanted something short and sweet. My brother's middle name is Giovanni. And Andrew's grandpa, who we just love and look up to, his name's G, like G-E-E. Yeah. So who's Gio? Yeah.
G, that is... so gangster.
I love that. I'm such a gangster. I say that all the time. I'm like, it's so gangster.
It is. Gee, that's a great name. And speaking of, did you say your fiance or husband?
Fiance.
Yeah, that's okay. I wrote down husband and then I was like, I think it's her fiance. You and your fiance, Andrew, have your podcast together about parenthood. But I'm curious on how you two met first before we get.
Okay. So we've been together 9 years and we met through a friend that I had gone to school with and she just randomly on a Memorial Day was hanging out at Lake Havasu, which is like this party lake in Arizona. And she was like, I think I met like your future guy. And I'm like, okay, that's great. I had never had a boyfriend, mind you. Okay. I was like 22 and I had never dated anyone seriously. And so I was like, cool. Yeah. I'm sure he's going to be the love of my life. You guys are drunk off your asses. Like, who is this person? So then it kind of was just that, like for 3 months, we talked back and forth on Facebook, oddly enough, and like the messenger. And then eventually he was like, hey, I'd love to get your number. And then we texted. And when we met in person, he was finishing school in Australia. And when he came to LA, he wanted to live there. And he was like, I want to meet you finally. And we met. And it was like what you hear in the movies where it's like, it's so lame that I'm going to say this. But it was like, I had never been serious with anyone leading up to this point because I just never felt that I never felt that thing. And I felt that thing with him so much so that I lost my credit card at the bar, got in my car, woke up the next morning with like heart palpitations at like 5 a.m., had to go to the gym because I was so excited. You know, when you're just like excited about something again. And I was like, that like caught me like off my, I didn't expect it.
Yeah.
That's
so
been
cute.
That ever
you,
since.
You guys have been together that long?
Yeah.
That's so nice. I love that. That's because, did you say you were 22?
I was 22, yeah, when I met him, yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. That I just love. Can you see like my huge cheesy smile? I just love love stories so much.
Girl, me too. I can't believe I even have. I mean, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. Like, oh my gosh. Okay. Especially recently with like all the changes, but you know, like our whole thing is we're not married, but we just choose each other. And so every day we're just like, this is it. This is our life and we're in it and we make the best of it. And we want to be here. So.
Okay. With the Home Depot, decorating your home is now easier than ever before. Start by heading to homedepot.com where you can shop everything for every room. You can browse thousands of furniture pieces and decorative accents to fit any style. Explore bedding and bath linens, kitchenware and small appliances, all at the right prices. So whether you're going for a brand new look, a little seasonal refresh, or simply a few finishing touches, the Home Depot has all of the pieces you need. And here's the best part. Shop today and you'll get free and flexible delivery with easy returns. Plus, for a limited time, you can save even more on styles that you love when you use code OFFTHEVINE10 at checkout. So find exactly what you're looking for and more at homedepot.com/decor. Valid on select items only. Free delivery on select items, $45 or more. Visit homedepot.com for more information.
I'm actually going to go into confessions right now. Mine goes in with the quarantine and the being spending so much time together. I mean, Jason and I get along great for the most part. Great. That has a lot to do with he's just so calm and I'm like up and down and he's very calm. And I don't know what my deal was last night, but I was just like in a mood. And Jason and I had gotten into an argument about something so dumb and we were eating dinner across the table from each other. And I just recently got into plants and loving plants. And I have learned about talking to them and the like vibrations they feel and how they did a study about if one plant was bullied and the other one was like filled with love, the bullied plant actually dies earlier. And it was this whole thing. And in the argument, I actually got so annoyed because my new plant was in the middle of us. You're going to kill my plant with this energy. And I was actually getting so annoyed. I forget what we were even arguing about because I was so focused on the negative energy that my plant was feeling.
I get it. And I love that. I love that. Our whole house is full of plants. If I were to, I mean, there's probably like four of them just in this room. There is. And I get it. I don't take it as seriously, but Andrew is the plant master and he's got this beautiful gold canister that he walks around and like, you know, drops his little, oh my gosh, it's a whole thing. But I'm going to have to talk to him about talking to the plants.
I was going to ask you if he does talk to them. It's a thing. I remember my mom doing it growing up. I remember a couple of my girlfriends do it. And so I like wake up, I sing "You Are My Sunshine" to my one plant. Like I am a full blown nerd for it.
I love it. You know what? Yes.
I killed my last cactus and didn't even know what the hell I was doing to take care of it. And I was like, okay, if I'm going to spend, like, they weren't cheap.
No.
Like a bunch of nice plants. And I was like, I have to take proper care of them. And like, while I'm gone, when I'm coming to LA for a couple months, I'm like, told my assistant, I'm like, you have to go in and talk to my plants. You have to.
I love it.
Yeah. I want to know if Andrew even knows about talking to them.
I'm sure he does. I mean, he sounds similar where he's done the research. He knows what they're all called. He has a whole highlight on his Instagram. Like he really babies them. So talking to them is not going to be hard at all.
Well, he probably already does. He just hides.
I wouldn't be surprised if he does.
That's so funny. And tell me about your podcast, because you guys are very open and honest. You talk about parenting and just kind of your lives in general. Are you guys pretty much open books? Is that like kind of natural for you both to do? Or is it difficult to open up your world like that?
I, oddly enough, am an open book when I'm in front of like a mic. I don't know why. It's just like how I operate. I feel completely comfortable. I don't care if there's 300 people listening or two, I don't care. I'm telling you everything. Andrew, on the other hand, did not come from this business at all. And he's a lot more reserved. Oddly enough, in our relationship, he's the communicator and I'm the reserved one.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that really says. Like, it's so interesting because I'm actually quite an introvert. Mm-hmm. But when I'm out in the world or if I'm working or whatever, I'm like an introverted extrovert, whereas he's the opposite.
Yeah.
And I think it's like,
I think that makes sense because you grew up acting. So it's like, you know how to perform, you know how to be on for a mic or what, like, you know that people love honesty and you're just, you know, speaking. What's nice about podcasts is you don't, you know, have a huge audience there, but
you don't see them
and it's normal for you. But I get that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I enjoy being open and frankly, it's been therapy for us because it's really one of the only times because we have to set it aside to sit across the table and look at each other and like get into it. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to it every week. So I'm like, well, I'm going to make my checklist now so we can sit down and, you know, gush about all the things. And it's worked out really well for us. I mean, sometimes it's not, and you will hear that too. But for the most part, like, our show is very much about learning about adulthood and really just sort of diving into all the different aspects. Like, we've even had people in like finance spaces because Andrew used to come from a finance background. And so he's really passionate about that and knows a lot about it. And I'm more like, follow your heart, you know, invest some money there. I don't care. We'll figure it out. If you fall flat on your back, we'll be homeless. It'll be great. We'll be cute. We'll have our moment. And I don't know, man. I just think we're so different and it works well somehow. And so adulting like a mother father.
I know. I love that name. The name of the podcast, if you didn't hear that, was Adulting Like a Mother Father. It's so such a good podcast name. And I love that you guys just like have this honest conversation on about that, because I bet so many parents relate to your podcast and things that you talk about. But I like that point too. Like I've always said with podcasting, it's the time where you're in the moment and talking to somebody, you know, and you're not, no distractions. You're just having an honest conversation. So I always like podcasting with Jason because I'm like, wow, we finish and we just feel like that was a really good conversation. Like, but he's the same way. He's very like smart with finances. I'm more follow your heart. And he's more reserved on a microphone and I'm an open book. So
I have a question for you guys, because it sounds so similar. So one thing that we struggle with is our love languages are very different. So his love language is very much, it's like he would love words of affirmation. He would love, like I said, he's just a big communicator. He wants to be in the know all the time. Whereas I'm much more of like, and I wasn't this way while I was dating, which is so weird. But with him, I want physical touch. He wants quality time. Like, it's very interesting. So it's like, I always want to ask people, because it's a tricky one to finagle when your love languages are different, but you complement each other in so many other ways.
Yeah. I feel like I switch love languages, or I somehow have. It's so funny because I like words of affirmation, and usually people are good at what they're like, what they want out of a love language. They're good at showing it that way. I'm really bad at words of affirmation, but I love getting it. And that's super interesting. And I'm definitely not physical touch, but Jason is. And I find in all relationships I've ever been in, I'm not really a touchy feely person. So that's hard for me, and somehow it still works, but Jason's really, really good at giving, words of affirmation, and he actually likes, beyond physical touch, he actually likes, acts of service, which is definitely how I show love. So I guess that's where it really works out for us.
Yeah. It's so interesting. I never really thought too hard about that until like the recent years, when I was like, well, let's break this down, because clearly there's a reason for why we want certain things and why we're like missing the mark on certain things, because the things that you want, you don't always show, and vice versa. And so
It's definitely an interesting, everybody is so different. Like I always just find it so funny that I'm not good at words of affirmation. I'm really good at it with best friends, with family. Like I can sit there and tell you like everything I feel about you in like the most loving way. But for a guy, I think it's always stems from my fear of like someone, you know, leaving or falling out of love, or I have all these fears in relationships. So I think even as a 35-year-old woman, I sit there and think it's a weakness to like say my truth to him, because I'm like, oh my gosh, what if I say that all and then it doesn't, like, then he leaves and I've like, I don't know. That sounds so
No, it makes sense, because it's almost like it takes your power away.
Yeah.
It's so weird how we think and overthink sometimes.
It's so silly, because I've gone to therapy for so long about relationships, and like, I've worked so hard on the love I have for myself, and I feel like I'm in such a good place that you would think that that would come easier from doing work. But that's like one thing I really struggle with. Like if I wrote it down, I'm really good. Like his cards that I made, Christmas, birthday, I could write him everything I feel about him. It's like saying it out loud is really hard for me.
I don't blame you. I get that. I do get that. I have a hard time articulating exactly how I feel. Mm-hmm. I hit a wall very quickly, and I'll get stumped, and I actually like have to remove myself and like process my thoughts and come back and have a conversation. But writing, I completely understand. I could get real mushy real quick.
Oh, same. And I can go on and on. I'll even find myself like Googling some poetry lyrics and like putting that in there just to like express how I feel. And then it's with words. I'm like,
you're like, you're so cool though. You're awesome. We love it.
Jason said something the other day. He picked me up from voice lessons, and he said something like, well, I just love you. You're just my world. And I was like, so, and I always make this noise when he says that. I always go, and I make this high-pitched squeal. And I did that because I love it so much. It's the sweetest thing. And then he's like, okay, now you say something nice. And I'm like, and I had all these things in my head, like, oh my gosh, I just love that you even say those things to me. You're like the best boyfriend I've ever had. Well, and I'm like,
what is that? It's like this like wall. I don't know why.
I started getting sweaty. Like, I don't get nervous for things. And I looked at him and I said, I have so many things. I actually have a block. Like, I feel nervous to tell you this. And he just laughs at me because he's like, what the heck?
That's hysterical. I've been with this guy for 9 years, and every time he's like, why can't you talk to me? Like, why can't you open up and like tell me what's on your mind? I'm like nervous. Like, I don't know what it is. Oh, yeah, I get it.
Contact with him. If I'm doing it, I have to like look away. And like, if anything, that's a weakness. Like, saying how I feel would show, like, you know, I have a strong character and this is how I feel and here's where my heart is. And here I am, like, looking down to the side being like, I really love you.
100%. Oh my God. Okay. I'm glad I'm not alone here, at least. No, that's great.
You're not alone. I wonder if other people are like that. Actually, if anyone listening wants to like tweet us or something, I'm curious. People like what they struggle with in a relationship, even if
for sure.
I mean, we all struggle with something. That's not like a huge struggle for me. It's just something funny that's like a weird, no, it is a struggle.
No, but I think it's great because it doesn't matter how long you've been with the person. Like, you can still have those moments where you feel like, oh my gosh, why does this feel so new? Like, why can't I just spill right now?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny. I'm a weirdo. I guess we're both weirdos together.
Yeah, we're both weirdos.
Let's take a second. Everyone has stuff they don't use lying around the house. Clothes we never wear or an old phone in a drawer somewhere. Personally, I've got an old iPhone somewhere around here, and even though I don't use it, someone would. Same with that great pair of boots I bought last year that I never got around to wearing, and let's face it, probably never will. Well, guess what, peeps? People will pay good money to buy your stuff on the Mercari app. It's the fast and easy way to sell almost anything and make some extra money. In just minutes, you can download Mercari, take pics of your stuff, add a description, and it's listed, just like that. Once it's sold, Mercari emails a shipping label, so you stick it on a box and ship it from your home. No meetups, no hassles. Mercari helps you make a few extra bucks and clear valuable space in your home. And Mercari has over 50 million downloads in all 50 states, so stuff really sells. Over 300,000 items get listed every single day. Why not add yours to the mix? Download Mercari to give your stuff a new life. Sell and buy almost anything on Mercari. Find it on the app stores or Mercari.com. That's Mercari, Mercari, America's no meetup marketplace. Download today.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, great therapy.
Hi guys, I'm Bella Benson. Welcome to another episode with me on Too Tired to be Crazy. Transfers all of the saliva into my mouth. So I just have to keep swallowing, trying to swallow it as his tongue is just like doing its thing, like all the way down my throat. Mortified. Like, I wasn't scared anymore to admit what I need and to ask for what I need. And I just feel like it's like a whole new dating chapter for me, honestly. I typed in you, and instead of going to YouTube, it went to YouPorn.
Be sure to check out Too Tired to be Crazy on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Podcast One.
I just downloaded.
Now back to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
And do you have a confession for me? I already told you my weird plan.
Oh my God, I do. Okay, so when Andrew and I were first dating, we had only been together for like a month. And we went out to a club. It was called Dre's in LA. And I, again, didn't really have a boyfriend. I'd never had a boyfriend before. I didn't really go out. I was always really working and stuff like that. So I had never like built up my alcohol tolerance, never really experimented with anything. You'll catch this girl at this club that night on the stage shooting Patron shots.
Yeah.
And smoked a little marijuana.
Get it.
Okay. Combo ain't good for this one. And I was leaving the club with Andrew and some friends, and I fell, probably blacked out, but I fell in the street and I raspberried the whole side of my face. And I was so dumb because somehow we all ended up back at our friend's house, stayed the night, woke up the next morning, and I had the Emmys. I had our show was nominated for the Emmys. Oh. And I was in my club clothes, didn't have any other shoes, just big chunky heels. I was bleeding still. My face was all scabbed. Didn't have a toothbrush. Didn't even know where I was. So I had to get Andrew up. He was still drunk still.
Yeah.
And I had to get him in our friend's work truck, which was like this tiny like wood floor installing work truck, borrowed that, drove all the way to Nick on Sunset where we were meeting to do hair and makeup for the Emmys. And miraculously, one of the execs there who I was tight with was standing outside with toothpaste and a toothbrush, held my hand, walked me inside, and your girl looked like Left Eye on the carpet, just like a whole swoop of hair covering half my face. And I never said anything. What?
You should have rocked like a pirate, like a chic pirate.
Yeah, I could have. At that point, it wouldn't, I mean, I was literally walking around like with my hair, like my head cocked, so hair would just stay there. And let me tell you, sitting through an Emmy Award ceremony, which is like 4+ hours long, just like reliving what just happened in the last 24 hours, that was like the pivotal moment of my life where I was like, okay, I think I'm just never going to do any of those things again.
That's so funny. Did your show win an Emmy?
Yeah, we won. Did we win? Hold on, this is embarrassing. Did we win? I couldn't even tell you now. I was so out of it. We were actually nominated quite a few times, and it was always for like, we did a lot of prosthetics and stuff on Victorious. Yeah. And so our whole hair and makeup team was insane. So they often were the ones that got us there to begin with. And now I can't recall because I probably wasn't the one on the stage, but I do think that there was at one point a win.
So they probably were doing a pretty damn good job at covering up your raspberry face.
Oh, they were incredible.
Oh,
it was a lot of makeup, and that's why we had to like shift the hair over. But yeah, no, it was. And you would never know. You'd look at the pictures and I would look tired, but nothing else.
Some good work there, team. Nice work.
That's man.
Yeah, Patron and marijuana, I don't think is a good combo for anyone.
I had no idea.
Recommend it.
I would never recommend it.
1 out of 5 stars for that one. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play a little game called Hypotheticals. And you just answer the question. That's how it works. Okay. If you had the ability to time travel, would you visit the past or the future? And what would you do?
Oh my gosh. I'd say the past, and I would probably be traveling. I would probably be in Tulum.
Yeah. Oh God, I love Tulum. Yeah. I know. Absolutely. If you could be quarantined with any celebrity, male or female, who would you choose?
Oh my gosh. Diane Keaton. And I would choose it at her house if I had a choice.
How come?
I just love her vibe. Like if you watch her, if you follow her on Instagram, her home is just, I mean, it's Diane Keaton. It literally looks like if you walked in, you'd know Diane Keaton lives here.
Yeah. I love her. I love her. That's a good one. I wouldn't have thought of that. And now I'm like, that's a good one. Huh. If you could have any superpower related to being a mom, what would it be?
Oh my gosh. Energy. Like all the energy you could ever ask for.
Yeah.
But then,
you wouldn't sleep.
Oh no, but like it would be like, I can turn it on and turn it off.
Oh, okay.
So like the second it's off, I would like my eyes to be closed and completely out and then back on.
That's fair. That's very fair. If you could go back to your younger self and give yourself one piece of advice, what would it be?
Oh my goodness. Oh, the first thing that came to mind was tell them that when you're 30, none of this is really going to matter.
Yes. Oh, I already think about my unborn children and how I'm going to tell them that like high school doesn't matter. Like not that, you know, education, I'm not saying that part of it. I'm saying like, you know, you put so much pressure on yourself at such a fragile age to be perfect and have the boys like you or do this. And like, you're going to grow into who you're really truly supposed to be. And those people, you're going to even forget their names. Like, and it's just so hard for kids to understand that in that moment. But, oh, I just want my unborn children to already know that.
Oh, I so get it. I mean, just that piece alone, like, you know, just know that like all the people you care so much about their opinion and what they think of you, like when you, at least for me, when I came into my own and I am still very much finding myself, it was like the biggest revelation for me was realizing that like, it really just matters what I think of myself. And that should be all that makes me that happy. Like I shouldn't rely on anyone else to, you know, make me feel a certain way.
I mean, you're the one who has to live with yourself and other people. Like if it, you'll just go down a dark hole if you try and make other people happy and not yourself. It is something that you have to like learn with age, but if you could go back I get it. That's what I would tell myself, stuff like that too. It's like, but going through those lessons is what makes you come into your own, but also.
So yeah, true.
I hear you. Okay. If you could score any past acting role from a show or movie, what would you choose?
Oh, score, like pick the best, do you think? Is that what you're asking? Okay. I'd probably pick Victorious because I feel like that's the one that people are just so in love with. And it's on Netflix now, so I get a lot of like comments and stuff about people watching it again.
I bet. And if you could have any fellow mom on your podcast, who would you choose?
Oh my gosh. Oh, mom, man.
That you look up to, anyone.
I look up to all of them. I would love to find a mom who, gosh, you know, it's funny. This isn't a celebrity. Okay. So it's not going to really make any sense, but there is one mom. I used to work at a daycare at a gym, and there's one mom who, since I was 18 years old, I've aspired to be like.
Really?
And she, to this day, is someone that I will text on the regular, and I'm still a part of her and her family's life. And it's funny, like, I would pay attention, like, now, you know, if you're younger and you're listening, it's like, pay attention to the people in your life that you kind of like look up to in a way, because those might be your biggest, you know, allies or heroes throughout your life. And she still is.
Wow. What is it about her style of parenting that you were looking up to?
She's one of those people that, was always very organized, but very kind. Like, she never took a shortcut with like the people in her life. She makes people in her life a priority. She's so loving and nurturing. She's a do-gooder. She's a part of like all these different organizations, and she's, and her children, who are now in their teenage years, are like all philanthropists. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they do so much good work for their community, and then also bigger organizations. And I just am like, I don't know. I just think that like, and they still like spend quality time together, and her husband are so cute. And I don't know. I just think that that's the goal. Right. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And that probably makes her, because she's doing all those things and practicing all those things, it probably makes her just an overall happier human being.
Oh, she's always smiling. Like, I've never seen her not. Yeah. It's so true. Yeah.
That's incredible. Oh, I love that.
All right. As we adapt to this changing world, we are all going to be buying more stuff online than ever before. I mean, I was already a pretty big online shopper before, but now I'm online shopping more than ever. And if you're an e-commerce seller, you need to make sure you're ready to meet the demands of delivery culture. You can be ready with ShipStation. When you're selling online, getting a lot of orders out fast can be really tough. That's why you need ShipStation.com. It's the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way to manage and ship your orders. As a user of ShipStation myself, and someone who knows a lot of online sellers who use ShipStation, I've got to say it is a lifesaver when it comes to selling online. ShipStation helps online sellers of any size get orders out quickly, save money on shipping costs, and keep customers happy. And it's so easy to use. I remember I was worried about online selling being complicated, but they bring all of your orders into one simple interface. So no matter where you're selling, whether that's Amazon, Etsy, your own website, I love that you can manage your orders from any device, including your cell phone. ShipStation works with all of your major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, UPS, and even Amazon Fulfillment. So you can compare and choose the best shipping solution for you and your customer. And right now, Off the Vine listeners can try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use offer code VINE. Make sure your business is ready to meet the demands of delivery culture. Get started at ShipStation.com today. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in VINE. That's ShipStation.com, then enter code VINE. ShipStation.com, make ship happen.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. What is next? What do you got coming up, and where can everybody find you?
Oh, so nice. Well, you can always tune into Adulting Like a Mother Father. For us, what's next? I mean, the thing that keeps me the most busy during quarantine, unfortunately, because I can't act right now, is my company, Kinder Beauty. So we're a whole, like, 100% vegan, cruelty-free, clean beauty subscription company, up to $165 plus in value for $25 or less a month. And that is like my baby outside of Geo.
What it's called again?
It's called Kinder Beauty.
Kinder Beauty. Okay, because I've been like trying to do some research and looking more into that kind of stuff. What's your favorite like go-to product? That's obviously all your products are cruelty-free. Sure. Favorite go-to beauty product?
Okay. So I keep it pretty simple, but I'm like big on eye cream right now. I think, again, that's like a test of my time right now, my 30s. Yeah. But we have a Florin B eye cream that's in our Kinder Phase box, which is the first box that everyone gets when they first subscribe. So it's like our favorites. And yeah. That is like, I mean, it's almost the entire value of the box, like $20-something if you were to buy it outside of us, and you get all the other products on top of it. But it is so moisturizing. You wake up the next day and you still feel it. And that's like, to me, a good sign. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to get me some of that. I'm like, I'm always on the search for a good eye cream.
Yeah. Cause it's, and I go through it so fast. Like that's my whole thing. It's like, I don't hold back with like that kind of thing, but I'm with you on like not splurging on other stuff.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I am just a true, like I always act, unless I'm flying, I always act like I still am like a struggling server in Vancouver trying to pay my rent. And I like that I do that.
It's smart. And I'm sure Jason likes it because right about now is a great time to be investing in the stock markets. And if you have some money sitting around.
Oh, it's hilarious. He checks his little iWatch all the time and tells me about markets and like what's happening there. I'm like, okay. Cause he's
that's Andrew.
That's awesome. Oh,
yeah. Well, we have to do like dinner or something one time, like if we're in either place, because I feel like they'd hit it off.
Kate, we're going to be in LA in like a month.
Oh my gosh, exciting. Yay for travel.
Yeah, I'm going on Dancing with the Stars. So,
oh, duh.
Yeah, so congrats. We'll have to, I'm like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm like so proud of it. I just tell everybody all the time. But yeah, so we'll definitely try and get together. I know my schedule is going to be crazy, but I know
you're going to have the best time. Some of the makeup and hair team from Victorious is on that show. So you're
really?
Yeah. You're going to be gleamed up from head to toe.
Yes. I love that. I have so many questions for those people. Like, can they work on us while we're practicing, or is this just strictly for the like live
That's
shows?
That's a good point. Yeah. I don't think so. I think it's all you when you're just rehearsing.
Oh, dang.
Okay. Yeah. But who cares? You look gorgeous. You look like a baby. You have the most flawless face, okay?
It's, well, to be honest, right now, I just got a spray tan. And you know when you get that fresh spray tan glow? That's my hair gets, like, blonder somehow. My skin, and then in 2 days, I'm like.
Well, congrats. I'm so excited for your LA adventure. And we'll definitely, yeah. I mean, we can go to Sugar Taco, which is not very far from where you'll probably be staying, actually. Yeah.
Sugar Taco sounds great.
Yeah, well, it's vegan, but I think you'd love it. You don't eat meat. You'd love it.
No, I would love it.
Okay, cool.
I would absolutely love it. I love all vegan restaurants. I'm like always find something new, and I love it. I've learned to like, actually, my girlfriend, this is off topic. No, it's on topic, but people are probably boring. my girlfriend just sent me like so many different bread, vegan bread recipes, like zucchini bread and like this pumpkin banana bread that's all vegan, and I'm so excited to try and make them this weekend, actually.
Oh my gosh, that's all I want right now.
Well, I'm gonna go get your, what are they called again, the pork rinds, what are they?
Pigless pork rinds by Outstanding Foods. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go check those out, and I hope everybody checks out everything that you have going on. I'm sure they already do, but thank you so much for being on the podcast, and then I'll let you know when I get to LA.
Oh my gosh, exciting. I love it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right. It's time for the Instagrammy Award. You guys, I know she doesn't really need any more followers because she has millions on millions, but I have to go give my Instagrammy this week to the one, the only, Tyra Banks, who also happens to be the new host of Dancing with the Stars, which I'm very excited about. I loved her for so long, and now I finally get to meet her as she hopefully makes all my dancing dreams come true. You can find her on Instagram at Tyra Banks. Can you tell I'm like trying to get brownie points already? I also wanted to shout out two Black-owned businesses recommended by my Vinos, and today has a theme. It's that I'm hungry, so I'm shouting out some sweets. The first is Cookie Society at Cookie Society on Instagram, which ships nationwide. They were founded in 2018 in Frisco, Texas, and their Instagram feed made me seriously hungry, but I'm not mad about it. Who doesn't love a good cookie? And the other is The Cupcake Collection at The Cupcake Collection on Instagram. And they're right here in Nashville. So I actually need to go check it out ASAP. They are the home of the sweet potato cupcake. Don't knock it till you try it. And they ship as well. So you can check it out even when you don't live in the area. Thanks, everybody. That's Great Therapy. Your session is now ending.
for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. So find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.